It was a quick incursion into Al-Aqsa Mosque compound under heavy Israeli security. It happened in the early hours of Tuesday, followed by a quick exit. A calculated intrusion, with Itamar Ben-Gvir making a statement on this issue just days into being sworn in as Israel's new national security minister.
Our government will not surrender to the threats of Hamas. The Temple Mount is the most important place for the people of Israel, and we maintain the freedom of movement for Muslims and Christians, but Jews will also go, and those who make threats must be dealt with an iron fist.
All it took was 13 minutes inside the compound, enough time to provoke international condemnation, including from Jordan, which oversees the holy site. It summoned the Israeli ambassador in protest, while Palestinian leaders called it an unprecedented provocation.
The storming of Al-Aqsa Mosque by the Israeli minister Ben-Gvir this morning constitutes a serious challenge to the feelings of the Palestinian people. We call on our people to confront such incursions that aim to make Al-Aqsa Mosque a Jewish temple. This is a violation of all international norms, values, conventions, laws, and Israel's pledges to the American president.
We consider this cowardly attempt by Ben-Gvir a dangerous escalation and a provocation of the Palestinians and the Arab and Muslim nations. This could spark a religious war in the region.
And this statement from Israeli opposition leader and former Prime Minister Yair Lapid describing the intrusion as a politically irresponsible decision and showing incredible weakness from Netanyahu in front of his ministers. But there was no mention of the incident in the government's first cabinet meeting, while the Prime Minister's office released a statement saying Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to the status quo. Al-Aqsa Mosque compound is the third holiest site for Muslims, but it's also revered by Jews. Under the rules, only Muslim worship is allowed. Palestinians, though, are concerned that Ben-Gvir's incursion could set a precedent for Israel's new administration. The new ultra-Orthodox and right-wing government has promised to expand illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank, where on Tuesday Israeli forces carried out several raids at a refugee camp near Bethlehem, killing 15-year-old Palestinian Adam Ayyad during confrontations, bringing this year's Palestinian death toll to 3. This raid is the latest in a string of more than 40 arrests made in several Palestinian towns since the start of the year. A letter was placed on Adam Ayyad's coffin. His family says he wrote it as a message to the world, in case of his death, that he's proud to be Palestinian. Sarah Khairat, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.